Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's our buddy from the NFL Network, looking dang good on that fancy set, man. It's Andrew Siciliano. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I actually have to color coordinate suits and outfit. I mean, the cameras actually pick up detail. It's not like, you know, the camera, the newsroom of the old place was comparable to like an iPhone 5. So, you know, shows everything.
Well, it looks great. Your whole complex there, it's got to be a touristy destination. My family walked by and they saw SoFi, and they hadn't seen it before. And my wife said, "What is that? And where is that?" And I said, "The coolest thing is Balkan."
Yeah.
I said, "The coolest thing is right next door, the NFL Network Studios." I said, "The NFL went from basically no presence in Los Angeles for the longest time to making Los Angeles kind of the hub of the NFL, and I think it's really cool. So good for you.
It's amazing. I'm looking at the beautiful stadium right now. And in that stadium this weekend, we have the 3-0 Cardinals against the 3-0 Rams coming up on Sunday, and then Monday night the 3-0 Raiders visit the 2-1 Chargers. So not a bad doubleheader.
That's pretty good. And three of the four teams have played in Los Angeles. So that works out perfectly.
Exactly. It'll work.
Hey, we were just talking about continuity and how it's a strange thing in the NFL when it comes to coaching. And mainly because Kevin Stefanski is going back to the only other place he ever worked in the NFL, Minnesota, where he spent 14 seasons. Man, that's a strange thing to have that happen in the NFL, Andrew. And I think it shows an awful lot about Stefanski's mindset and his approach to his profession.
The continuity is a big thing. But last night you had an example of where new blood, a new voice in Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator, plus, you know, some decent draft picks by Will McClay in that front office, have turned the Cowboys defense around. Or the flip side of that, a new defensive coordinator. We just mentioned the Raiders, not the flip side, but, you know, further on that point, where you have Gus Bradley, who obviously they both used to be together in Seattle. Gus Bradley has turned that Raiders defense around as well. But yes, overall, I am with you. Continuity, not only on the coaching staff, but I think at a front office and the entire management structure as well. Take the Rams here in Los Angeles. Kevin Demoff, Les Snead, have both been here a decade now. Sean McVay is now in his fifth season. McVay's had a lot of turnover on his staff, but those guys have gone elsewhere to become head coaches. Zach Taylor, Matt LaFleur, although LaFleur had to stop in Tennessee before going to Green Bay. And continuity is extremely important for long-term success, I think, in any organization.
So, Andrew, let's look back at this Browns game for a little bit against the Bears. Did the defense finally click in your mind that everything is going to be great and it's going to take off? Or was the Bears offense just that much of a mess?
You know what? I'm a big fan of both can be true. Like, let's go to Justin Tucker, okay? Justin Tucker is the greatest kicker in the history of this game. And he kicked the longest field goal we had ever seen. And it should have been delay a game on the previous play. Mm-hmm. Both can be true. Both can be true and are true. And I think when it comes to the Browns defense, it was by far their most complete performance. It was dominant. It was exactly what you thought you would get when you put Garrett and Clowney together and when you drafted Owusu-Koramoah in the second round. These are exactly the moments you wanted. And the Bears are a mess. And Jason Peters should stay retired. And Jermaine Ifedi is probably even worse on the right side. And Justin Fields isn't ready for prime time. All those things can be true. And they were.
Andrew, I'll just tell you now, I thought that was coaching malpractice by Matt Nagy. That was embarrassing.
Yeah. It looked like Andy Dalton's game plan, not Justin Fields' game plan.
Yes.
It looked like the game plan you put in place for a stationary veteran quarterback who should have gotten the ball out faster. And Justin Fields, you always ask, what do the people inside my building say? You know, Daniel Jeremiah, who looks at film every day, all day, said that he thinks that 5 of those 9 sacks are on Fields. Just get the stinking ball out. See the defense, read the defense, get the ball out. And again, both can be true. Jermaine Ifedi and Jason Peters can still be turnstiles, and they were. But you could also call some designed runs. Hey, that first drive for the Bears was exactly what I, as a Browns fan, feared, right? So you trap the right end on the first play, you get a big gain. You run Fields or scramble Fields later in that drive, you're moving the ball. They eventually decided to take the field goal on 4th and short, and so be it. But that first drive was what I thought we would see the entire day. It was not.
The interesting aspect of it to me defensively, okay, there it was. And yeah, I didn't think the Bears looked good, and I thought Justin, rookie quarterback, everything you just said, Andrew. But the bottom line, hey, Browns fans, there's a glimpse as to maybe what this thing can look like a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
And that was the encouraging thing to me. It's like, well, thank you. There it is. JOK had a little bit of an impact. You saw the corners. I mean, you saw it all work, Andrew. And now can they build on that a little bit and just keep it moving forward? That's the bottom line. And Miles was just stunningly good.
He was stunningly good. He was first overall pick, massive second contract, good. I mean, and the other thing, too, about Miles is he stepped out of, I think, his comfort zone, or at least what we had seen last Friday, and called everyone else out. Well, not only did everyone else perform, but he did as well with a career performance. So if you're going to call everyone out, those are turning points in seasons. When you call out teammates, better work. It worked. But now you get a Minnesota team that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to be very good. I didn't think they would be able to overcome their defensive injuries early. They have found a way, and they've put together 2 pretty darn good games. I'll go back to my man, Daniel Jeremiah. He said that's as good a game as he has seen Kirk Cousins play last week in the regular season. As good a game as he's seen him play. That was without Dalvin Cook. Alexander Mattison stepped in and did the job. So the Browns, you look at this game a month ago, I'm like, whatever. That's fine. Not anymore. That building is loud. It is quite loud. Been there a couple of times. So that is not a hospitable environment. It's not like going to play in Seattle, but the Vikings went to Seattle 2 weeks ago and they rallied from down 15 in the second half. So this is a good team.
What do you make out of just the early part of this season? I mean, nobody had the Chiefs being 1-2 and the 3-0 Denver Broncos and the 3-0 Carolina Panthers. Like, is this just going to be one of those seasons where we don't know what's coming next, or is this just nobody played in the preseason?
Well, no, I don't think the preseason thing factors that much. I would say that I've used this line with you guys and on the air 100 times. Like every Sunday night, I drive home and go like, "Wow, I didn't expect to see that." This week, I don't know that. I mean, is the longest list of "I didn't expect to see that's" of all time. So expect the unexpected. When you have a 109-yard kickoff return, 66-yard field goal. When you have in the Arizona-Jacksonville game, a referee's flag on a punt return hit the ball as it's coming down to the returner calling fair catch and he muffs the punt. I mean, like, what in the name of Orlando Brown was that? You had, what was the other crazy one you had? There was one other totally wacky, like, I can't believe that just happened because we've never seen it before moment. Help me out, guys.
I'm trying to think, Andrew.
Oh,
I'm drawing a blank.
Dustin Hopkins, the Washington kicker. Dustin Hopkins recovered a fumble on a punt that wasn't a squib or an onside kick. I'm sorry, kickoff. Dustin Hopkins kicked off and was down on the 20 to recover the fumble on the return. We never seen that. Oh, and the Dolphins backed up on their 1 yard line, threw a screen to a wide receiver 5 yards deep in the end zone.
That was bizarre.
And Pro Football Reference said that as far as they can tell in their entire database of plays, it was the first time there had ever been a safety on a completed pass in which there was no penalty or fumble.
You got to love
like,
this
think
league.
About that.
Yeah.
Like, so to answer your question, I got no idea what we're going to see.
Beautiful.
I know the Chiefs are better than 1-2, but, you know, 3 of their last 4 games, they've been down double digits, including the playoffs, that is. That is exhausting. So maybe
Andrew,
them rallying to beat the Browns was the anomaly.
Wow. Last thing. You mentioned Justin Tucker. That was really cool. And, they 4th and 19 and then the delay. All that stuff thrown in. The coolest thing to me, he did something that he normally doesn't do, and he was an outfielder and kind of took a crow hop.
Yep.
How did these guys are so repetitive in their practice that here this guy throws this little crow hop in. He does it on kickoffs, obviously, but to get the timing down with a crow hop was fascinating to me.
It's ridiculous because we've all seen kickers like, I get hit from 70 in practice. Of course you can. There's no line. There's no line. You got a holder putting it down. Yeah, I could do that. Of course, you kick the ball off. So, of course, we know you could kick it 70 yards. But to actually get it over a line with people running at you, I mean, that's what makes it difficult. He looked like Chad Curtis. Remember the old Angel who would run in and kind of do the hop? And then when he's trying to throw the ball to the plate on a would-be sack fly, he would flip. You know, like I almost wanted him to kick the ball and then flip. Remember that?
Yes.
Chad was in Indian for a little while.
For like 3 seconds?
Yes.
I don't remember
yes.
him as an Indian. Really?
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee with this team.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? Zach Meisel or Meisel? I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name on Twitter. Covers the Indians for The Athletic, who always does the pictures of these random Indians jerseys that he sees in the stands. That might be my favorite Twitter thing.
Oh, it's the best. I love it when I see those.
Ginter yesterday. I mean, good Lord. Like, I like some of these jerseys, I am like teleported back to 1986 and I'm 12 years old and listening to 3WE through static in Northern Virginia. Listening to Herb Score tell me about some guy that just called up from, at that point, Colorado Springs. And, you know, he's going to throw 2/3 of an inning and never be heard from again. All the while I'm convinced Louis Medina is going to hit 50 home runs next year and it never happens.
He still is.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
Andrew, thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, dude. Talk soon.
I had high hopes for Louis Medina, too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.